It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Maggie Castry.
Our guest today is Sandra Davidson, a doctor of philosophy and attorney who teaches journalism law at University of Missouri, Columbia. Dr. Davidson, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here with you.
And let's start with a little explanation of why our Sunshine Law is so important to Missouri voters.
It's the way we find out what our public governmental bodies are doing. Everything from the legislature down to the school boards, if it is a public governmental body, they are supposed to make available to us the public records that they create, and they're supposed to let us into the public meetings. And the Sunshine Law says that by law, we have the right to get those records and to attend those meetings.
So that's our business. It's the people's business, and we have a right to have access to it then.
Absolutely.
Now, I understand that your research figured somehow in the original 1972 Sunshine Law.
It was actually in a later amendment. Of course, some information does have to be private. But what happens if you have a public governmental body with records that has some private information, some public information? The redaction statute says this, that this private information should be stripped out of the public record, and the rest of that public record should be made available to the requester. If you don't have that kind of language, then the custodian of records can say, oh, there's a little bit of private information, so we're not going to give you any of that document.
Well, it sounds like the protection of personal information is already taken care of then in the existing form of the law.
We do have a portion of the law that says here are some exemptions or exceptions to public records. The presumption in the state of Missouri is that meetings and records are open to us. And then if the custodian of those records wants to shut us down, wants to say, no, you can't get those records, or no, you can't come into the meeting, it's the problem of the custodian of records or of the person who's in charge of that public meeting to point to a place in the law that says, indeed, it can be shut down, because the presumption is that meetings and records are open to us all.
I understand that there are some bills currently being considered in Jeff City that would close certain records from public view. What's going on with that?
Yes, it's House Bill number 445, and it has some language that really should be concerning to any of us who want to know what our public governmental bodies are doing. It says that any document or record, and it is so broad, electronic communications that are received or prepared on behalf of the public governmental body can be closed if they consist of advice or opinions or recommendations in connection with the deliberative decision-making process of the body. So if it's the school board, if it's the legislature, if they get information, advice, opinions, or recommendations that concern what they're trying to decide, then we don't have access to it.
That's interesting. A company counts the communications made by employees as belonging to the company, belonging to that organization. And to an extent, I guess, the public employees are legislators. And so that's business of that belongs part of the people's business. So would therefore be accessible then to people.
You would hope so. This legislation, I think, would be dream legislation for lobbyists, for people who have an axe to grind. They can give their advice, their recommendations, their opinions. If the opinions or recommendations are totally wrong, totally faulty, we will not be able to have access to know, to correct. Perhaps our legislators or our school board needs to know the other side. But if we don't have access to that original information that's being given to the decision maker, we're shut out. Not just that we are shut out, the person who's making the decision is shut out of information that might be vital to making a correct decision.
Well, thank you for sharing your perspective on this, Dr. Davidson, on our program today. Our guest has been Sandra Davidson with the University of Missouri Columbia School of Journalism. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this story and others in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org.